Welcome to That's a Chunky. This is Kevin here with Jared, King of the Slams, and James, who accidentally slept with Dracula's wife. Or not so accidentally. We were talking about sketches that are tough for the normal people. That might be one of them.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, that might be hard.
I like this.
Now, if you speed it up, though, I think it really works.
We got some really nice emails, so I just wanted to give some shout outs to our longtime supporter Matt Kummel, and we have a new supporter, Patrick Timmons. So I just want to give him a welcome. At the price he pays, he can email us whenever he wants and figure out what you do. I've been a little weak on emails lately. I've kind of unplugged a little bit from the internet, but it's going to get cold, so I'm ready to plug back in. Just wanted to share one email we got from our great supporter, Willow Williams. I want to read Willow's later, which is about – actually, no, I'll read Willow's now, which is, who is our favorite wrestler? Is it Mike the Rock Davis, Toilet Truck, Baby Duck, or Fighting Jake Fletcher? From the characters, do you guys have any strong preference here?
Honestly, I hope Baby Duck and Toilet Truck die.
Yeah, I know. That's a good idea.
I hope someone finds them and kills them.
So I think we're gonna go with Mike the Rock Davis.
Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna go with I really like the guy from the characters. His honesty.
Just oh,
like,
that's fair. You know,
he's a candid guy. He crapped his pants. He just owned it. He was vulnerable. I don't know. That's maybe true. He's not a good wrestler, but he's
very endearing. You're right.
Yeah, he's an endearing person.
You won me over. It's hard to pick Mike the Rock Davis when his name is The Rock.
I know. That's like the laziest name for a wrestler you can come up with. It's like, oh, I'm just going to use it.
It's so genius. We got a nice email from Charlie about his marriage. And he did ask us a very good question, which is, what do we call our like text group? It's actually Little Buff Boys. We went with something else before that I think was going to get us on like a watch list, but...
No, it was a Dangerous Knights crew, but I had to change it because I have another group text with some guys I used to work with who all like the show.
Yes.
Which I could have knocked that off for them, but then I'd have to like send the name change to them. And I haven't talked to them in like 6 months. So I don't know. Maybe I should have as just like a jumping off point. But so it's Little Buff Boys now.
Yeah, I like it. And we got one great email from Casey. I hope I'm saying your last name. We'll just call you Casey K. Says, I like Timothy Chalamet. He's a super talented young actor who I think will be around for a while. However, I can't be alone in having watched the trailer for Willy Wonka origin story and left thinking he was an odd choice for the role. Willy Wonka should be played by an actor who is truly a goofball, someone with a sense of whimsy you cannot fake. And while he's certainly too old to play a young Wonka, Tim Robinson would give an incredible performance as the world's greatest chocolatier. I'm imagining a lot more horror elements in this version, in a similar vein to the Tunnel of Terror scene in the Gene Wilder version. I'd love to hear what other actors from the ITYSL universe would fit in the film. Connor O'Malley would be incredible in an expanded role for Slugworth, Wonka's biggest rival. Is there a good Charlie? Grandpa Joe, is Patty Harrison not a perfect fit for the Oompa Loompas? Where does Sam fit in? I'd love to hear your thoughts. So I don't know how many thoughts I have. I just loved that email.
That was great. I didn't know where it was going. I was like, at the start, I was like, Chalamet, he's dating like one of the Jenners now. No, I think it's really thought-provoking. I don't know if there's a role for Sam.
I definitely know the kids from the Tammy Crapp sketch. Tammy Crapp, awesome.
Yeah.
Julia Butters, who I was researching before this.
Yeah.
I think you could get a lot of the Little Buff Boys in as Oompa Loompas, too.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Oh, that would be really good.
And they have the goose suits too. I think Oompa Loompas rock the goose suits.
I wonder if there's a minimum weight for yeah, so these are the types of email I'm pulling a Bill Simmons. These are the type of emails we get that just make my day. All right, enough stalling. James is working on something big. And Jared and I are just here to make eyes cracks. He does it.
Yeah, so we have a little content generating idea to put out there into the world that's interactive and hopefully will be fun for listeners and followers, which is
an egg game.
Wow, you know, we could try to make our own egg game. I feel like it might be a little bit of a tapped market.
Okay, that's fair. Has that.
So the idea is a bracket tournament of all of, not all, but of 32 of the most memorable and recognizable and in some cases recurring guest stars on I Think You Should Leave. So anyone other than Tim Robinson, essentially. To make this happen, we kind of had some back and forth figuring out, you know, who should be included in this, how many. Easily we could have filled up more than 64 people in a bracket, but we narrowed it to 32 with, I think, everyone who's played any kind of meaningful part in multiple sketches, everyone who's been a, hard to define, but a main character in one of the sketches, and basically distilled it down to 32 people, and then worked a little bit to seed them based on a mix of number of appearances, popularity of the appearances, and how recognizable the actor slash comedian is, and how recognizable their character in the sketch is. We will be doing a gradual rollout of this tournament round by round on various social media networks, and between rounds doing like short recaps of the results and kind of quick previews of you know, what the next round is going to look like. So for this, we're just going to do kind of a overall rundown and preview, and then we'll have another episode kind of putting out the entire bracket and you know, previewing the whole first round of 32, or potentially we may have like a little play-in or two, like a first four with some people who just outside the round of 32. So I think it's pretty clear, like, some of the most recognizable repeat characters, hard to not put Sam Richardson, Patty Harrison, Connor O'Malley, and Tim Heidecker as kind of the, you know, top tier, top seeds. But without going through every single person, we've got, you know, Biff Whiff and Will Forte as kind of multi-sketch appearance main characters who are pretty recognizable outside of the show also. It's kind of funny that Biff Whiff is now kind of recognizable almost on the level of Will Forte, mostly through the strength of his appearances on the show.
And the Oscar Best Picture as well.
Right. Yeah.
And Jury Duty. Yeah, which it was excellent. He was great in that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think he's a tough beat in this bracket. I mean, I don't know. Wherever you put him, it's It's going to be.
Yeah, crazy. I know it's, and it's also, I mean, I think it's, we should keep the criteria for how to, how people vote on this up to them. You know, people are welcome to consider it on the merits of the actor outside of I Think You Should Leave if they are really big fans of them, or just narrow it to only their appearances in the show, you know, whatever criteria you want. I think you could easily like consider, you know, a person with a single appearance like Ruben Rabassa being like so memorable and funny and well done that that carries them farther than someone who's been in it multiple times. But, you know, who knows? So rather than like run down all of the people, I figure maybe we can put out the full bracket and list, you know, on Twitter and Instagram and stuff in the next couple of days after this episode is released, and just let people kind of, you know, give a little reaction and thoughts before the voting starts. Anybody have any predictions about who's going to be the overall winner?
I think Biff might win it all. You know, it depends on matchups. I think Sam, you know, I think Ruben is going to be a very big force. I think he's going to carry, you know, further than like very well-established comedians that everyone knows. Like, I just feel like the fan vote is going to flood to him on some of those. But yeah, I don't know. I'm curious to see what people do. Cause I think there are going to be some like, yeah, legendary people, like not the threat to me, like Fred Willard. I just feel like, you know, obviously a comedy legend, but I just feel like Ruben would take him out. I don't know. It's, yeah. And then there's like, you know, the, like Shantae Dallin from Detroiters, a lot of fan vote for her. I've been thinking a lot about Detroiters these days. By the way, Cecily Strong, I just want to go on a little riff. Her scene in Detroiters with the Simpsons stuff is like, it's becoming more like memorable to me than her performance in The Magician, which is one of my favorite I Think You Should Leave sketches. Like huge dripping hogs is a hilarious expression. But yeah, no, I'm curious to see how some of these turn out.
I agree with you. I think very easily we could see someone like Ruben, or you know, Biff Whiff is certainly another one kind of like riding all the way through, but I probably would have to guess Sam or Patty are probably the favorites, just due to like both volume and you know, how recognizable and beloved they are. Kevin, do you have any thoughts on it?
Check.
Yeah, oh. No, it's working. You got it.
It's working?
It's working.
Oh my God, it just didn't. Well, first of all, I think you said Will Forte, but it should be John Forte. but I think, I think Sam and Patty are going to be tough to contend with. I'm just letting the listeners and the Twitter people know that every pick they make, I'm going to say is a bad pick, even if they pick the one I was originally going to go for. So it's just, I'm going to do kind of like a first take thing. Like, I guess I'm like the Skip Bayless, and I'm just going to rip them to shreds for everything.
Yeah, you got to put out the hot I Think You Should Leave takes.
Yeah, I'm pumped for this, and I'm assuming whoever wins will probably want to come on the show to accept some sort of plaque or a trophy, which we can make happen.
Certainly.
Yeah, I'm just super excited. I love the idea for it. We got to light Twitter on fire with this.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have the bracket or seed list in front of you, but another thing I was thinking of is if there's any, you know, seeds or like outside of the top, I don't know, 8 or 16 even, that you think like could spring an upset or make a big run, you know, that might not be sort of at least the way we kind of ordered them in the favorites list.
I have an upset lock.
Oh, all right. Oh, I want to hear it. Right.
I feel like Shantae Delon is an upset lock.
Yeah.
But I like that. It's like a, you know, it's two close seeds. She's going against the legend. I just feel like she's got what it takes in this battle to take the legend
second,
down.
Her second round is going to be rough. I'm just saying it right now.
She's got a tough one in the second round.
Yep. Hey, I mean, upsets happen. There will be people campaigning, I'm sure, in this, so you never know.
I feel like a bracketologist right now. I'll be like, they got a good run here.
If Patty Harrison was a team, do you know what color she would wear? No. Purple and black.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Thank you. That's pretty good. That to represent good. Her poops.
Yeah. And her golden toilet. Oh man, Jason Schwartzman. I think about that Jason Schwartzman sketch a lot. Like it's it's just kind of like brilliant. I don't know. I it's a very thought-provoking sketch for me. Just the whole like shtick of talking about your kids at like work events. It's like I actually have like a professional like event tomorrow night and it's like I'm not gonna mention my kids and then I'll probably get like promoted or something. But I don't know if that'll carry him to a victory. I mean, he's obviously a famous actor.
I actually, I think when we talk about our general feelings on the show, I might be like the biggest Heidecker guy, but I'm a little worried for him in that first round.
That's a tough matchup. Heidecker versus Schwartzman.
Yeah.
And Heidecker's. I mean, he's got volume over him and his sketches of, I also think a lot about the Aqua and Haunted House sketch. So it's
you dip.
Yeah.
I mean, every sketch he's done, I guess, obviously the game night or whatever one in season one is great. I think like I would put the season 3-1 second and then the season 2-1 third, but I think he's got a resume to carry himself here.
Yeah. I think one to look out for that I would say is Paul Walter Hauser. He's right now I think 11 seed, you know, could be a deep run. He's got kind of a tricky path, but you know, I think he could get all the way to maybe like meeting up with Connor O'Malley a couple rounds in. We'll see.
He could be a Final Four guy, maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, it's a very memorable, good, like beloved role, and he's pretty recognizable. He's been in like several other things that have pretty strong fan bases. Speaking of which, I don't even know if I mentioned this, but there's the second season of The After Party on Apple TV. He's in that along with Sam Richardson, who's been the main character in both seasons.
I also just got up to where Sam is first appearing on Ted Lasso. I know I'm way behind.
Oh, yeah.
and the whole first episode, I was like, oh, this like episode isn't really utilizing all his talents. And then you have like the final scene where he gets rebuffed, and oh man,
yeah.
It was worth the wait.
Yeah, it's great. all right, so I think you know, we gave like a little bit of an overview here. So we can put out the full bracket with this episode, and you know, we'll give it like a couple days to get a little feedback, and if we feel like there's any emergency adjustments based on fan reaction, we can do that before we go for the first round of voting. You think that seems fair?
Yeah, we should make like a printable bracket that people can fill out to guess. Own this, man.
Oh yeah, we have to do that.
People can totally post it. Let's have fun with this.
To post the pictures to Twitter.
Yeah.
Or whatever it's going to be called by the time we start this.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, this is, I'm excited about this. I think this is going to, a lot of people. I'm even thinking through like just my first round victors on these.
Yeah, it's
and
hard.
I think I've got most of them in my head, but there are some borderline ones where I'm like,
oh, I guess we probably have to make our votes public on the show.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we could, I guess we could.
Might be a little boring, but maybe select votes.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Maybe when we go against the consensus.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so the plan is to do it on Twitter, but then also have a form where people not on Twitter can fill it out. So that probably will be like a Google Forms type thing. So, you know, anybody who's not on board with the X now won't be left out, and
yes,
so we can definitely include links for that in the show notes and on the Instagram or wherever else.
Yeah, and if you follow us, I think there's a FanDuel profit boost for picking a winner for the tournament. I think Ruben Rabassa plus 185, I think it's a really good bet. So throwing that out there.
I would love FanDuel to get involved. We're willing to be sponsored by FanDuel, and I'm sure they throw millions of dollars around.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
All right. So some of us have to go do fatherly duties. So while you guys can stay on, I'm gonna officially sign us off. That's a Chunky.
That's a Chunky has always been supported by the Etsy shop of Swayzine, Swayzine. In the past, you've seen his amazing motivational posters, his at the Nighthawks diner featuring characters from I Think You Should Leave. You also know his vintage jazz posters of Paul Bufano, Marcus the Worm Hicks, and Mookie Kramer. Swayzine has a ton of new items in his shop we wanted to let you guys know about. Those three jazz posters have been turned into attractive t-shirts. The Marcus Hicks in blue, the Mookie Kramer in green, Paul Bufano in white. He has a very affordable Bozo the Clown pewter sticker that you can put on your computer. There is a Baby of the Year bib and onesie. He has Angels and Archways t-shirts, as well as two new posters, one featuring Dangerous Knights, which is being framed and put on my wall, and an amazing portrait of Brian from the hat sketch, the insider trading sketch. But the whole point of me re-recording this ad was to tell you about maybe the most innovative I Think You Should Leave product I've seen in my time doing this podcast, which is actual Dan Flash's shirts. So this isn't like a t-shirt that says Dan Flash on the front. This is a short or short sleeve polo or a long sleeve collared shirt that has the pattern Tim Robinson is wearing in the Dan Flash's sketch, affordably priced at $30. I know when I went to the Dan Flash's stores at the Creeks, I spent $800 out the door and didn't eat for a long time, saving my per diem. But if you go to Etsy.com/shop/Swayzine, again, Swayzine is Swayzine. You can own these shirts yourself. And we want to thank Reggie from Swayzine for his support of That's a Chunky.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker.
Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than 88 million in prizes ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.